Derry City beat Galway United by 2-0 at the Brandywell on Friday night. Derry should have gone ahead as early as the second minute. Ben Doherty crossed from the left into the box for Pat Hoobin to hit a scissor kick shot at goal. It drew a good save from the keeper, and then Will Patching hit a low shot that the keeper parried well. Patching and Hoobin should have opened the scoring 4 minutes before half time. Patching's shot was blocked from inside the box. The ball fell to Hoobin and he hit his effort into the ground and it bounced up and the keeper pushed it over the bar. On 40 minutes, Morris Nugent hit a shot at the Derry goal, which seemed to clearly hit Shane Magalini on the hand. The referee waved away what seemed a very close call for Derry. Michael Duffy hooked a shot at goal just wide on the 53rd minute, having met the ball from a corner from the left. On 64 minutes, Duffy's cross from the left for Patching, but Patching took too many touches 12 yards out, and Galway blocked his path to a shot. A minute later, they couldn't do nothing to stop Patching making it 1-0 to Derry. Duffy again the provider from the left, and Patching steered the ball, hitting it into the roof of the net, having met Duffy's cross first time. 4 minutes from the end, and Pat Hoobin made it 2-0. Daniel Kelly, a second half sub, had the ball on the right. He got to the byline, he crossed, and Hoobin scored from close range. Galway made it hard for Derry in the first half, and it wasn't a pretty watch for the supporters. But Derry ran out deserved winners at the end, the 2 goals, nothing more than they deserved. It finished at the Brandywell on Friday night, Derry City 2, Galway United 0.